this week on Texans Huddle.
Step on this field, we pay to win the game. Go out to the net, let it loose, have some fun. Let's play some ball and win the damn game.
Takes the snap. Hoyer stepping up, firing downfield. Right side, 35-30, 25-20, 15-10-5. Touchdown, Rico.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm here. I'm singing a solo for you guys today. Start off.
He put in the work, and you know we're gonna ease him back into this thing and ramp him up to be able to play in games and go from there.
For me, I just approach it every day, come out and get better. I think the good thing about Billy is he's very upfront. He told us that before, I think it was the other day, that was going to be the scenario. So he doesn't leave us hanging.
Week's edition of Texans Huddle. I'm Patty Smith, and week one of the preseason is in the books as the Houston Texans hosted the San Francisco 49ers here at NRG Stadium. Of course, all eyes, both fans and coaches, were on the quarterback competition. Ryan Mallett and Brian Hoyer both getting playing time, both showing some good things. Lots to discuss in this one, so without further ado, let's get right to the highlights and reactions in this week's Texans Rewind.
Every time we step on this field, we play to win the game. Go out to the net, let it loose, have some fun. Let's play some ball and win the damn game.
He takes the snap. Hoyer stepping up, firing downfield. Right side, 35-30, 25-20, 15-10-5. Touchdown, Rico. Shotgun, throws left side, and DeAndre Hopkins wrestles the ball away from right for the two-point conversion.
Obviously, it's good to go down and score on the first drive. I think we probably got to do a little bit better on first down. We had some second and longs. Luckily, we were able to convert those third downs, one of them being the touchdown. So, I think obviously there's some good, but obviously some stuff we need to work on too. So, for me, it was good to get out there, play with my teammates for the first time. In front of the crowd in this stadium, it was, I was anxious all day, just wanted to get out here and play.
Now it takes the give, airs it out left side, and hits Mumphrey, the rookie from Michigan State, across the 45 of San Francisco and out of bounds at the 44-yard line. First down, Houston. Left side, big hole, 40, 35, 30, 25, 20. 15, and he's out of bounds inside the 15-yard line. Alfred Blue, what have you got to show so far today?
I would say I'm more than getting that experience last year, getting your feet wet, a couple of starts in the games. I would feel more relaxed back there and instinctive, reading the blocks better, being more patient and just letting it happen.
Gabbert drops back, has time, dumps it underneath Selleck, and the kitty does not make the tackle. Selleck breaks it and has the touchdown. Gabbert gets the snap, pocket collapsing now, and he's tripped up at the 30-yard line, just at the line of scrimmage. Savage gets the snap, four-man rush. Tom looking, Tom scrambling forward. Tom dumps it off last moment, finds Polk across the 40 at San Francisco, 35 and 30, down at the 28-yard line. Shane Stone with the tackle, way for Tom Savage to unload at the last moment to pick up 26 yards through the air. Tom gets the snap, throws right side, end zone caught, Jalen Strong, touchdown, Houston.
Threw it to a spot and I just made the plays, not really knowing anything to it, just he made a great throw and I just, caught it.
I think just moving the ball down the field, getting some of the guys in better plays and I think just kind of orchestrating it right down the field and scoring was good for our first drive.
Thompson in the gun, back to pass, and he's sacked, ripped down. What a tremendous burst by Courtney Brown, the outside linebacker from Clemson. Thompson, shotgun. They'll snap it from their seven. Thompson in the end zone. He's stacked. Thompson goes down, and it's a safety for the Texans. Thompson under center this time. And Courtney Brown has a bat again. A sack. His second of the game. Savage, quick drop, looking, and dumps it over the middle of the poke. Why not? 40, 35, down at the 33-yard line. First down, Houston. It's a 12-yard pass play. Tom hands off to Hilliard. A cut back to the left side, 35-30. Knocked down at the 27-yard line. Big hit here by the 49ers, L.J. McCray. But Hilliard hangs on, and he picks up the first down with a 13-yard gain. Tom gets the snap. Looking, backing up. He's in trouble, trying to scramble out of it. He does. Savage, he's going to run with it. 25 to his left, 20, and down at the 18-yard line. Savage takes the knee. This one is over. The Houston Texans open the preseason with a 23-10 victory over the San Francisco 49ers.
One of the things about these preseason games is it's important to get a lot of things covered when you can. When the opportunity arises, you know, why would you go throughout a whole preseason and not go for two? You know, you have a chance to really practice that type of play or, you know, other types of plays, going for it on fourth down, things like that. I mean, I think part of the preseason strategy is that, you know, that you're able to get those types of plays in there on film and practice them. So, I thought that was part of the plan.
Joining me now, John Harris. John, you roamed the sidelines for this one. Just watch those highlights. No one was closer to the action than you were. What do you take away from this? What stood out for you? What was positive?
I like the way the passing game worked with Brian Hoyer, Ryan Allen, and Tom Savage. I thought all of them had really good moments throwing football. We didn't see Brian Hoyer for a lot, but I thought they were in rhythm. I've been saying all training camp that the offense has looked so much better than at this point last year. So much more in sync. Receivers where they need to be. Quarterbacks putting the ball in them. I thought all three quarterbacks throwing the football. And the operation of it, too. The offensive line picking up blitzes, picking up stunts, keeping those guys protected. Mal got hit a couple of times. But other than that, I thought those quarterbacks were protected well. I thought receivers ran really good routes. Guys got wide open. And then when it was time to make plays in the end zone, Jalen Strong made a play in the end zone. DeAndre Hopkins on a two-point play. And, of course, Cecil's catch and run, which was fantastic. Seeing him get that deep crosser and then take it the distance, I thought that was a great sign to show what Cecil Shorts can do when he's lined up inside. Because we know he can be outside. What can he do on the inside? So the passing game operation was really impressive.
And also impressive was Alfred Blue. Boy, he just picked up right where Arian left off and where he really did last year as well.
You know, it's so funny. We've been hearing about, well, who's going to replace Arian? You know, Alfred Blue, 3.1 yards a carry. And I said, I'll hand the ball to 28 anytime. I don't care how we get it to him, throw it, run it, whatever. I want 28 with the ball in his hands. But I thought all the running backs did a really nice job. I thought Jay Prosh blocked his butt off. He had a couple of really nice blocks that sprung out for a couple of times. So I thought Blue, the result of the offensive line, I thought he ran it well. I thought Prosh blocked it well. I thought Polk did some nice things. I thought Kenny Hilliard, the hammer, did some nice things. And J.L. Grimes had a couple of nice plays. So all in all, I thought the running backs, and that's something I've been saying, look, they didn't go and get another running back. They tried to get one, didn't get him, but they haven't sought one since, because these guys have been stepping up to the plate and doing a really nice job. So hopefully that continues and they'll go with these guys into the regular season.
Well, it's a lot of talk on the offensive side of the ball, but just a few observations defensively as well.
Well, the one thing you like on the defensive side is no bust. No secondary bust, nobody running wide open in secondary because the secondary blew a coverage. I thought they were fast and physical back there. I thought the second group struggled a little bit when Gabbert moved and did some things, so they'll have some stuff to clean up. But I thought the outside linebackers, the second group with Courtney Brown and with Jason Angra, with back-to-back sacks, one of them ended up being a safety on Jason Angra's, to see the pass rush coming off the edge without Jadeveon Clowney there, without Whitney Mercilus playing a lot, without John Simon playing a lot, to get it from those backup guys. We saw and Trail do a couple of good things, but that group was fast and physical. They didn't make busts, and all their assignments were 100%. Maybe not 100% when they go back and watch the film. They'll see a couple of things, but they got lined up. They knew what they were supposed to do. They communicated better in the second half as Bill O'Brien wanted, and then you saw the result, which was a shutout in the second half.
All right. Thanks so much, John. Great stuff. We've got to take a time out here on the show, but don't go away when we come back. Training camp continues, and we can be back out there as well as start to get you ready for game two, preseason game two against the Bills.